guys, and welcome to our Halloween special of full coverage with your host,
Chucky.
And Bride of Chucky, Tiffany.
Hey guys, it's Manny Amiway and Laura Lee. And we're here on our Halloween spooky, ooky spectacular. And this wig is rough.
The wig is rough.
But you know what? We're going to deal with that.
You know, I'm Chucky. I'm itching up here.
Because you know, like, what's it called? Like little dolls. Like, they have, like, this is their hair on a doll. Like, this makes sense. Like,
you're
this
wearing is, doll hair for sure.
I'm wearing doll hair.
It's a shake and go. It's a shake and go wig. Same with mine. It's a shake and go. We got everything off Amazon, I believe.
Yeah.
And Gilly did our makeup for this.
We love Mr. Makeup by Gilly or Glam by Gilly. Makeup by Gilly. Incredible, amazing, wonderful. He also does all my campaigns for Lunar Beauty. Like,
yeah.
He glams me for all my campaigns. And he's amazing.
He's amazing.
Look at the, like, my scar.
He just did a glam bot.
Are you kidding
with me and Ty. It was really cute because we did Austin Powers.
Yes.
He's so talented. But anyways, we're up this Sunday. I mean, technically Friday.
Yes.
And he glammed us for this episode. So you guys had requested something for us.
Yes.
Of course, you guys wanted us to do the costumes. Don't worry. We were
planning on doing like a little, you know, couple costume.
A little couple costume.
We always do. This time I didn't want to shave my face really as much.
Because last year we did Harley Quinn and the Joker.
Yes. And I was Harley.
And I was
the Joker. And she was Joker. And I was like, this time I don't want to shave my face as much because we're too close to Halloween. Like, what if I want to be betrayed? And I was like, I just like my facial hair on me during not glam moments.
So we thought Chucky and Bride of Chucky could definitely work for Manny keeping his facial hair. But next year, I'm going to shave you down.
No, actually, that'd be really, I feel like if we're doing it in the beginning of October, I'm doing it. Like,
totally.
For sure. We just had to plan the episode
out. We
just
had to plan it early.
Yeah.
We're just planning ahead. We didn't so much do that this year, but our costumes turned out awesome. And you guys had requested that. And one of our top comments was, can we do our Halloween special on talking about like all the things we've experienced in LA at Halloween, telling you guys about all of our different parties we've gone to and different things that have happened
experiences.
There. You guys just want to know the tea on Halloween.
And baby, we
got
here.
It. We got
and
it
we
for
are
you.
Here for
ask
that
and you shall
tea.
Receive, my darlings.
We've had some doozies for Halloween too.
We have.
Which is the truth.
We truly have. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. So why don't we start off with some stories? Does anyone else feel like it doesn't feel as spooky season this year than it does as usual?
I agree. I feel like, are we wrong? But I feel like Gen Z is just like not into Halloween.
As much. Like, it's almost like seemed like the vibe is just off. I feel like pre-COVID vibe was normal. And
post, after COVID,
it's like
it killed
kinda,
it.
Like, maybe people just kind of like, oh, well, I guess I don't have to go out for Halloween. I don't have to do things for Halloween, things like that. And I'm like, does what changed between them then and now? Like, Or I'm like over here thinking like, am I getting older and I just don't like it as much? What?
Well, it seems like there's less Halloween looks going up. There's less engagement on Halloween looks going up. Like people just all around like haven't been as interested in it. Me and Manny knows that. And it's like, what is it? And I have to wonder if like COVID kind of killed the Halloween vibe a little bit.
Right. Because I also feel like everyone's glossing over Halloween, going straight to Christmas, Thanksgiving.
I'm not going to lie. When I went to Target, I was going to get some stuff and like the whole entire store was just decked out in Christmas. And I was like, listen, October. I can support you guys totally grazing over Thanksgiving. Like I can support that. Oh, it was Macy's actually. It Macy's, wasn't okay. Target, but Target did it too. But anyways, I can support you guys grazing over Thanksgiving and like November 1, we Christmas the house out.
Yes.
But what I need for you guys to do is just take a second and give us Halloween. But apparently no one wants it.
It feels so strange. It just feels off. Like it feels like no one's into the Halloween spirit this year compared to like previous years.
Cut to us. Oh, we forgot to turn our sign on.
Oh my God. You know, we never film on Sundays.
We never film.
We don't ever. We're off today because we are not us. We're Chucky.
That's fine because we're Tiffany and Chucky.
And I love the name Tiffany for a doll.
Tiffany's good. It's a good name.
It's a good name. I always think of Tiffany as Tiffany Pollard.
Tiff.
New York.
Tiffany.
I also feel like weirdly attractive as Chucky. I don't know
Do
why.
You?
Yeah, I almost feel like I want a scar like this on my face.
There's
something about it. Like, I feel like, I don't know. Like, I want to, like, I don't know. I feel like a little sexy.
Very, very interesting.
Which is very strange. I didn't think when I would look in the mirror, I would be like, oh, yeah, I feel like I want to fuck me.
Yeah.
But here I am.
Here you are.
Wanting to fuck me.
I don't know how I feel as Tiffany. I'm into it. I think she's cute. You know, anytime I transform my face or like Gilly has transformed my face,
it's shocking.
It is shocking.
Yeah.
It's shocking. Cause like it
Baby,
really
you're transformed.
It, yeah. Yeah. Like I don't recognize
your
myself.
Your phone didn't even recognize you as
And that's
your,
a little weird.
Opening.
Yeah. I try to do face ID and my phone does not recognize me, especially with these brows. Heaney, this is what my brows look like in high school. Okay.
So it should look just like you.
Take a gander.
Those Take a gander. Pencil thin ass brows.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's giving Cholita brow.
Well, that was Tiffany.
She was.
I also have my Chucky. Actually, it's covered. I don't even know why I put this on, I guess, but I thought it was going to be showing. I have my Chucky tattoo on my
out.
Boob. But it's covered, so it is what it is. Just Daddy. Know it's there, and I'll be scrubbing it off in the shower later.
So, Laura, why don't you tell us, why don't we start with our first story?
Okay, so let's set the premise. So, in LA, let's kick it back to 15, 16, 17, 18. I would say all those years, like those 4 years, like Anastasia Beverly Hill had that big Halloween party that everybody wanted to be invited to. And it was like such a big deal. They definitely spent like a fortune on
it. That was the thing to do was go to the ABH Halloween party.
It was so cool. And to be honest, they kind of invited everyone. Like,
yes, and it slayed.
It like wasn't that expensive. Exclusive. Like everyone was always invited. So I thought that was
in
great.
In the beginning, it felt a little exclusive.
It did.
In the beginning, it was very like
exclusive.
Not easy to get into. Vibes.
But do you want to know something I heard about like what they would do, which Manny knows this, but allegedly, okay, so here's something I know for a fact. Kylie Jenner, they'd be like, oh, Kylie Jenner's gonna come. Mm-hmm. This is like her blue hair phase.
Yes,
right?
This is pre like
this
her
is,
being.
Like
the
Kylie.
Yeah.
This is like a little early on Kylie. Mm-hmm. So be like Kylie Jenner's gonna come to the ABH party and that would be rumored. And I remember she came in, took some pictures, and then left.
And
it was alleged that they paid her $100,000 to show up, take pictures there so the brand would be able to say Kylie Jenner was at the ABH Halloween party.
She comes to our parties.
Yeah, she comes to our parties to be able to hype it up mm-hmm. and like even bigger for the next year. But she literally like just went in and took a picture and it was heavily rumored.
Did you ever see her at the parties?
I did. I saw her walk in and take the picture. I saw it myself, but it was alleged that she was paid $100,000
just for a pic.
Just to do that. Just to be seen. Just to be seen.
You don't want to get paid $100,000 for a pic.
Well, honey, you're going to have to do some Kylie Jenner in then. You're going to have to sell some more lip kits.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sell those lip kits, baby. That's right. But
I'm gonna need a sexy.
You're gonna need that too, probably some ammo. Mm-hmm. But I always found that to be super, super interesting. But I feel like ABH back then had so much coin. Maybe they still do. Maybe they have even more coin now. I don't know. I don't know
we
their
don't
finances.
Know.
But Since COVID, they haven't thrown another Halloween party.
Yeah, they haven't since
cut then. To now. They like quit. So like the Halloween parties must not be doing it for them, which is completely understandable.
Right. Wait, so do you think, tell me about your first ABH party experience. When were you invited? When did you go?
I don't really remember.
You were living here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't really remember, to be honest with you, because it was so long ago. What year did you first go?
I think my first one was like literally like 2015.
Maybe mine was the same. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I feel like that was my first time I ever went.
The details. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because gosh, how many years ago now would that be?
7 years.
Holy crap. Yeah.
So, or maybe 2014.
Oh my God. 7 to 8 years ago. It could have been.
I say 2015 though.
But I just like don't remember any details of like specifics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like things that happened or like remember really even going, or I don't even remember like people I engaged with there. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, like at that time, I was a very, very small influencer. Yeah. So like, even if I did go, I would have been in and out of there just because I wouldn't have
know what to do.
In 2015, I wouldn't have had like a crowd here or like friends probably.
Yeah.
If I even went that year, I don't know.
I remember mine vividly.
Tell us.
Mine was trauma.
Not trauma.
Mine was trauma. My first like party was trauma. My first ABH party. So I went, it was like, obviously I was like in 2015, super young, super green on the scene, didn't have like.
Seven, eight years ago.
Like this is like, I started my channel 9 years ago. So it's like, it was so, so fresh.
You in this wig right now? Okay.
Lori, because he keeps coming to my face.
I know, I need a bobby pin it. It's hilarious. Okay.
So the first one that we did was, I went there and I was going from San Diego. So this is when I lived in San Diego, right? And I got invited to the party and I was like, holy fucking shit. Because that was like the thing to do, right? I was like, I got invited to the ABH party. Like me.
And you lived in San Diego with your parents.
So I'm like, okay, I was like, I didn't know what I was going to wear. I didn't know what to do. So what I did like a half skull.
Oh, cool.
A half skull like and like painted. A half glam. So yeah, almost like a half skull, half glam face. Did that. Went there. And it was like so insane. It was so amazing. Like I was truly just like in awe. Didn't know. I met my manager there.
Wow.
Yes. At the time, I had met the manager. At the time there, like when I first signed with like a studio, all that kind of stuff. Like mm-hmm. It was like a big connection thing for me.
Networking. You know?
A networking event for me. So I remember going, I ended up finding out later on that there was this other beauty creator who was bigger than me at the time. At the time, no longer.
No longer.
But at the time
Manny has surpassed.
I have surpassed.
Got it.
Exponentially. But... And you know, and I would never say anything like that, but it was a shitty thing that they did, so I don't care.
Okay.
So I remember so we didn't think like he was close to like the ABH team, to Anastasia herself, to Norvina, everyone, very close to them at the time. And I remember it got back to me that they didn't like me. Because I was just like a new boy on the scene and they were just like, ugh, like how annoying, like another boy, like why do people even like him? Like,
I will say LA is very like that. Like new people on the scene, like you can kind of feel a little bit of a cold shoulder. My first beauty event was the Gerard one. And after I left that event, I did not want to be friends with any girls in the industry for the rest of time being. I was like, I'm good on girls because of the way I was treated by multiple girls who are still in this industry today, which of course I've never.
I need to hear, not the people, but like hear the situation.
I want to hear yours first.
Oh, okay, I'm going to finish mine and then you're going to say yours.
I can deep dive in.
I need to know.
I can deep dive in.
So I find out that he like wasn't a fan of mine, which is like, didn't like me. Because he just, you know, either maybe he was like intimidated by me or I really don't know what the vibe was.
I feel like it's competition at times. People feel the jealousy, need to compete with everyone.
Yeah. Weird things kind of come into it. And so I found out that apparently he was going behind the scenes asking the people that are like running the party, like to invite me just to when I get to the door after driving to San Diego from San Diego, get to the door, then turn me away. And like, how funny would that be?
That's such like a high school like bully
didn't
movie.
Give you such
like
mean that girl like energy.
Mean girl. Like it's like Regina George.
It's so Regina George. It was literally like, let's invite him. And like they were talking to me like as if like they were my friend. But behind the scenes was like, let's get him invited to the event. And at the door, just say like that he can't come in.
Like he's not on the list.
He's on the list. And so like, just be
so he
away.
Has to drive all the way back to San Diego.
And like was telling the team that.
To embarrass him. Yeah. So what happened whenever you got there?
I got in.
They didn't play for his foolery.
No, they didn't.
How did you find out that he tried to play this little trick on you?
It was through other friends.
They had heard him saying
that. Yes, because he had like a little friend group that was like bigger creators at the time.
Wow.
Friend group that he was friends with. And like I was friends with them too. And it finally had just had got back to me like that he had did that. And I was like, are you on fucking crack?
Yeah.
Like I remember thinking that was crazy. So I obviously was like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know?
Wow.
And so he apologized to me.
No. Mm-hmm. Wait, did you confront him?
Yeah, I did.
Shut up.
Yeah, I did.
What did you
not
say?
Not at the party, but I did.
But later, what did you say? Were
yes,
you just
I was like,
hey.
Do you remember when you fucking hated me? And like, I was like, I found out about the UBH thing. And he was just super, super apologetic. He was like, honestly, like, I was jealous of you. Like, I didn't even know what to do. Like, I was just overwhelmed. And I was just like, thinking I was going to lose it all because other boys were kind of popping up in the space. And I was like, girl, we're literally not in the same world, in the same vicinity. We don't do anything similar.
Well, kicking someone out of a party is not a sure way to keep your spot anyways.
Absolutely.
Like, what was that going to do to save
Absolutely.
Your career? You know?
And so we ended up like, obviously like, I understood where he was coming from in the way of being like, you know,
why
I'm just,
he did it.
Yes. Like I understand that like, he was just feeling like some type of way. I would never do that, but I understood what he was coming from.
Wow.
So we end up being like fine and whatever. And like, we're even to this day, like we're fine. Like it's chill. Like we're not.
You guys are friends. Like
yeah,
it's all
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. And now like, I'll like clown him for it. I was like, do you remember that one time where you were just like a fucking cunt?
Now you just use it to poke at him.
Yeah. And I'll just poke at him here and there. But yeah, it was definitely like a moment. But I saw like when he had to apologize, I had saw change.
Oh,
like, you
see,
know when someone like
nice.
Apologizes for something and like, they don't just like talk the talk, they walk the walk. I had saw
I
that.
Feel like it's really even more about the walking and the walk.
It's,
you know, like anyone can
so
say they're sorry 100 times. Anybody can apologize in any way. But like, I think it's all about like, okay, well, in years to come, what do you see from them? You
exactly.
know what I mean? So,
exactly.
And I think that really is like the true apology.
That's the telltale of it.
That's the telltale of an apology is real true.
And
change
I really,
over
and
time.
I had felt like that from him so much. And he was like, you know, I was just in a dark place. I was like really just trying to latch onto things. And he was like, I was just like very in the LA way. And like, I get it. A lot of
LA
people fall
that
into
to
that.
You.
I get
LA
it. Like,
does
a lot
that
of people, they fall into this like LA trap and yeah. it's so sad, but like, it's true. And so he had kind of fallen into it and he felt competitive with me and all this stuff. So
that's
I think that was his
horrible.
Way. That was his way of being like, I don't know, like kind of like trying to shit on me in some
yeah.
capacity.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But that was like, I remember like going back to that. I was like, dude, that was like fucking insane.
What's crazy is I never knew that happened until like now.
Really?
We're like, we were talking about our topics for
Earlier.
Today. We were talking
mm-hmm.
about, and he told me, and I was like, what? Like, mm-hmm. I never knew that happened.
Yeah.
Ever. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you guys don't even speculate who it is, because I'm going to tell you something.
You'll never guess.
You're never going to know who it is.
You're
not going to know.
Guess.
It's not anyone that you've seen us with abundantly. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. don't even speculate, because I don't want people to be like, oh,
it's this person.
And
like,
pin that
know.
On them, because I mm-hmm. promise you the persons you would guess, it's not them.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, that makes me sad to hear, because the person he's talking about, I actually love them.
I know.
And
honestly,
you
love
him too.
Now. Yes,
I know
yes,
you
yes,
love
yes.
him too.
I do.
And
I do.
Hey, people make mistakes.
And they change.
And what's cool is he was able to like admit like all the wrongdoings and like even where it came from. Mm-hmm. So like at least
when you own your shit and you walk the walk,
it's better.
I'm always
it's better.
Gonna be like, you know what? Like I see change in people. I'm not gonna ever be like, you can't change.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I and if I see it and I see the vibes, I'm like, oh, like you're actually apologetic.
Right.
Shit, like, you know, things like that happened. But sorry about it and moving forward in the best direction. I'm like, who am I to be like, no, and like continue on that. I'm like, I don't want to hold negative feelings. I never want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's crazy. I know.
That,
isn't that insane?
That's a really, really, really crazy story.
I know.
I'm so surprised it's never come up.
I know. Laura, I swear I've told you before.
You know what? He may
100%.
Have. He
I know,
may
like, for,
have.
I know for a guarantee that I've told her before. But this is probably I told her six years ago.
Yeah. And now I've forgotten.
I know
because
for sure
of other,
I told you.
Due to other traumas.
Other traumas we've had to deal with.
Due to the other
this
trauma.
This trauma is nothing compared to other traumas.
That
we've
one
had.
Got washed out for me.
Yeah. No, but it's absolutely something.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
So my first, not to teeter on negativity.
No, but like you have to tell it because we all had experiences.
My first beauty event, it was like a Gerard Cosmetics event. Do you guys remember when Gerard was like the it brand and the lipsticks and the teeth whitening thing? You collabed with them. Like all those things were happening. And I had just moved to LA, as in I was still living in Riverside. And my first friend I ever met in LA, it was a girl named Gray. I still love her. She just had a baby. She was like, I got invited to it because I was like an affiliate with them. And I was like, oh my God, I've never been to a beauty event before. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, beauty events were new on the scene in general. But I had just come from Alabama probably months ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking fresh, okay?
Fresh,
so me and Gray, I go meet Gray at her house and she's like, let's take the subway there. And I'm like, oh, LA has a subway.
They have a subway?
You do not want to be involved in LA subway. A man should have walked up to us in the subway, wouldn't leave us alone, kept telling us how beautiful we are, and we need to work for his company as a model. And we're just like, okay, leave us alone. And so he's like, can I give you a card? We're like, sure. You know, give us the card and get out of here. We're trying to go to a makeup event. We don't want to work for your company.
Right.
Fucking escorts. He was hiring escorts.
You're lying.
No.
But at least you're hot enough to be an escort.
And everyone is. Like, it's not a, to me, that I'm like, okay.
I'm not impressed. Me with my male validation trauma, being like, am I hot enough to be an escort?
I'm like, thanks, don't care if I am. You're like,
okay, and?
Just leave me be. Or just leave me be.
Knowing me, especially back then, I'd be like, thank you so much. I'm not into that, but like, I really appreciate you.
I remember looking at Gray and holding the car and I'm like, he wants us to come be an escort for him, like in his company. Like he's the guy running it. I was like, girl. So anyways, I was like, what is this place, LA? Get me out of here.
Absolutely.
Just kidding.
Like,
I loved it.
I can't
just
do it. Kidding. I can't be here.
I loved it. I was like, I want more. Anyways, I was like, this feels like drama and trouble. Sure. Give me more. So we go to the event and I want to clarify some things. I had never really met many influencers. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any
in
person.
We hadn't met each other.
I've never met you. I didn't even know you existed
yet. You still don't know me now.
Still don't know him now. And there were just a couple girls that I had seen around that I knew, but I didn't know like even a lot of people that existed yet because I hadn't even barely got my toes wet, honey.
Yep.
And I didn't know how LA people would act it yet because, mind you, I was months into LA out of Alabama. And in Alabama, everything kind of is as you see it. People act how they really are. Yes. And like you can be nice to someone because you're genuinely being nice. Yes. Like everything's different there. So I wasn't used to LA culture. So I come up into this event trying to talk to everyone. I didn't know that if you are not of a certain status, you're not allowed to talk to certain influencers unless you are at their status or higher. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So the amount of people that straight up looked at me like I was fucking crazy at this event and walked away from me in mid-conversation, I was devastated. I could not believe the amount of girls. Like I would be talking to them and they would just walk away. And I'd be like, what just happened to me? Like shocked.
Yeah, you're like not realizing like what the fuck
you
was going on.
You want to know where I met Patrick Starr? At that event.
Stop.
Yes, I met him at the bar. I'll never forget because he had his, you know, turban and like the full, I think he was like wearing red lipstick or red sequin. There was red. There was something red, I remember. And I remember ordering a beer at the bar. I'm fresh from Alabama, so I'm still ordering beer at events. You don't really do that as much in LA. So I ordered a beer and this girl, I can't remember who it was. She walked up to me and she goes, they have champagne here. And I was like, this is beer, not champagne. I was like, girl, I literally said to her, I was like, what champagne foams at the top, babes? Anyway, I remember that happening. I was just like, what is this place? So I met Patrick, had a great experience with Patrick. I actually just kind of clung to him a little bit because he was also a very small influencer at that time. Yeah. And we both were kind of learning.
You're like, both you guys
didn't
like
know anyone. Yeah. And like Gray so didn't fresh. Know anyone either. Mm-hmm. And I was treated like dog shit by many people who I still know in this industry today. Some
and that you're friends with or no?
I would say 90% of them I'm friends with, but haven't forgotten. And the other 10% I still don't like to this day because of the way they treated me as a smaller influencer. Yeah. So there's a little mixing. And that was my first event in LA. And me and Gray both went home crying.
No.
Like little babies. Crying like little babies.
No, Laura. I didn't know you guys cried
so
about that.
Mean. Yeah. Because we thought we were going to have a moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We didn't realize like this is LA and you just don't get to be friends with everybody. So.
And like a lot of people, when they go to events, like they don't want to mingle with with everyone. Like a lot of them, they just don't want to.
But let me tell you something. That's okay.
Right. Totally.
You don't have to mingle with every single person there. Do I think you have to walk away mid-conversation? No.
No, rude.
I think I was too much though. At that party, I think I probably was like too much energy, trying to like gab too much with these girls, trying to like be not realizing it comes across as like I'm trying to be your best friend and like because of clout, which I didn't even know that was a thing yet. Then, like I'm just so like out of my element. I'm so green, and like I'm sure I was annoying. So I am gonna pin some of that on me, and that's why I'm friends with a lot of these girls today because like I try to realize like. I was too much and like now I would never go an event just like bombarding people and like just running up to people. You know, if the conversation comes and it happens, great.
Naturally cool.
And if I want to meet someone, I tap them on the shoulder, say, hey, big fan. So happy to meet you and kind of move along unless they want to engage more.
Right.
Like, you know, you got to play it like that. I didn't have any game.
Right.
I had no game. Mm-hmm. So like, I try to always play devil's advocate, even when it's involving myself and realize like I was also too much. And that's part of why my experience was bad because that wasn't the culture I was used to being around.
Right.
I was used to just like you could walk up to anyone and talk to them and it was just genuine.
Yes.
That's not LA.
Totally.
Not
it's really
LA.
Not, like, and it's like sad. Like, I feel like hearing this is like sounds so sad and it's like, this is what LA is and stuff like that. But it's like, that's kind of like the reality, especially back then, even more so than I feel like now. Like back then it was even more like hoity-toity uppity vibes.
Very
bad. Like now I don't feel like it's that as bad, but it definitely, but sometimes I think I'm like, is it because we're bigger creators now?
It's because we're bigger creators
now. That's why I'm like, wait,
that's
is it the same vibe? Right.
That's why it's not as bad.
I've had this conversation with Laura so many times where I'm like, do people become nice to us because we became bigger creators or because they genuinely liked us?
I think it's because we like made a name for ourselves and got really big in the industry. So now they have to respect us and they have to be nice to us. I've been, obviously you guys know, like I've been through a lot, Manny has. Yeah. And like in those lessons, I've just learned so many lessons in LA. Yeah. And like in those lessons, you learn where real friendships are and you learn where being used is and you learn why people are being nice to you and you learn what a business partner is versus a friend.
Yep.
You learn what a favor is versus a business move. Uh-huh. Like you learn navigating all these things. Nothing is black and white in LA. Mm-hmm. Everything is gray.
Uh-huh.
And you have to take everything with a grain of salt. You know what I mean? Like
it's true.
And so like you have to have game here too. Like mm-hmm. you can't just like go in guns blazing like, "Whoa, I'm going to make friends with everybody. Yes. I'm going to go in and dominate this event." You just have to go in as a natural and like mm-hmm. let your confidence speak for itself and like people that want to engage, be willing to engage. And then people that are standoffish, you can always say hello and then move on and let you make your own judgments about them.
And also you never know what they're going through too. Like what if they're having a bad day or they're like, or they're feeling like socially anxious. Totally. And all these other, like people can be going through so much stuff and you would never even know because obviously.
Well, now that I know those people, they were being assholes because I was way too much energy and like trying to like be too much.
Got it.
So they were being assholes to
Yeah,
me.
So they were just like, okay, calm the fuck down.
Like,
dude.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, we're not talking, we don't know you.
Yeah, right.
You're not a big influencer. Like, we don't know you, girl. Right. Like, you can't be coming up in here talking to us like that. You know.
That sounds so horrible, dude.
Well, it is what it is.
I know. It just sounds crazy.
And maybe I was upset, but let me tell you one thing that never happened to me again.
Mm-mm, sure
it took me one event to learn my place. And I was like, I'm going to show these hoes. And I'm going to make my own fucking friends.
Like, you know. That's how I feel like, even when, like, when the situation happened to me at the AVH party, I'm like, look at me now.
And look at you now.
Like, I always feel like those traumatic things that happen, like, it's like kind of like a stepping stone. Like, you
I'm
know
glad
what?
It happened. I'm glad it happened because it literally taught me how to handle myself in LA. And yes, I had a lot more lessons to learn about the city and like mm-hmm. this industry and like mm-hmm. how everything works. Yes, I had a lot more to learn, but it put some groundwork down for me really quickly. Some perspective, some groundwork to how this whole LA thing was going to go for me mm-hmm. really quickly. So while things may hurt, it was a really good learning lesson for me.
Same. I feel like I learned so much in the first literally few things that have happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking advantage of.
Totally.
Like, just totally. People, like, friendships and
craziness. Those girls, like, that were mean to me, they just had really, really poor skills because people have made videos about several of them being rude to them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, y'all just don't know how to work a situation.
People skills.
If someone is poor. There and you don't really want to engage with them and you're tired of talking to people, you don't know. Y'all were just poor at people skills and navigating away. So you just did it in the rudest way possible because you didn't care.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, like, everybody in the world has been in a situation where someone's just gabbing and you're like, gotta get going, like ready like, okay, to close off the conversation.
Yeah, wrap it up.
You have to, like, that's learn people skills and it does take time how to slowly be like, oh my gosh, okay, well, it was so good to see you. Yes. I hope I get to see you again. I'll see you around this event. I'll be here all night. And then kind of break away.
Totally.
You know, like there's a polite way to do it. And mm-hmm. either
and there's a rude way to do it.
And there's a fucking asshole way to mm-hmm. do it. So. But I learned really a really valuable lesson and like I don't regret it. Like it taught me to calm the fuck down.
But it's also like sad because it's like you shouldn't have to like be feeling like you have to calm down to like fit in.
Yeah.
So there's like this weird like double-edged sword in my mind that I keep seeing where it's like it sounds sad because it's like you almost had to change yourself to fit in.
Totally.
And that's like what like honestly the world is.
It
in
is.
In a weird way.
It
like
is.
In high school, like everyone like does these little things that like they alter parts of themselves to kind of feel like they fit in some way in
and
some
you
capacity.
Lose, like, that
and you lose
a
little part of yourself
I feel
in every
like
situation.
Over time, I built a group of friends that allowed me to be authentically myself in that group.
Yes.
I would say like Patrick, you, Gabby, Nikita, like all of you guys.
Like over time, just like building.
You build people that you can be yourself
they
around
like,
in the
okay,
most authentic
like they accept
way.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. This is a safe mm-hmm. place. Yes, these people like, accept mm-hmm. me, accept me. They're cool. You know, you kind of like build that out. And that's like what I felt like what I did.
Yeah.
And like, so I was fine. And I loved LA and I ended up, you know, having great relationships with the people, but I've also seen them change over time.
100%.
Humbelina.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Yep. Or not, or opposite.
And the few that I really think are just still a bit snootish, mm-hmm. if you will, I've like kept myself away from. So it works out, you know.
Absolutely.
Everything happens for a reason.
I completely agree.
It was a learning curve for
me.
It
was definitely a learning thing.
It was a shocker.
Yeah. Literally a shocker.
Yep. That was my first event too, and I didn't have Tyler at it. So I didn't have him to like lean on for when people weren't talking to me, you know, so it was like weird.
Yes. And it's funny because like for me, like I would always go to events by myself because I didn't have like a Tyler mm-hmm. at the time. So I remember being like, fuck dude, if I like am in this situation, like I'm just going to have to sink or swim.
Yep.
Yep. Also same with me, like I would be in such uncomfortable situations and didn't know what to do. And then I've had so many situations where people like misconstrued how I was in this moment because I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like happened to me like publicly. People have been like, you know, I had a really poor experience with Manny because of X, Y, and Z. And like, he was mean to me. And I was like, honestly, I'm sorry. Like I felt socially anxious. Like I didn't even know what to do at the time. I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So it's like so strange, like how perception is so big. Cause you can be like, oh, I was just trying to fucking tread water.
Yeah.
At this event. And I didn't even mean to come across like any type of way that wasn't how I wanted.
Well, see, that's why I would never, like, no matter what, like I would never, like make a video about those girls, say their name at any capacity, because then I feel like part of that's my ego talking.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is my experience. So this is the truth.
Yeah.
Like, no, well, I was too much. Mm-hmm. They were a little rude. Get over it.
Well, there's always like a little piece of both sides.
There is.
Like there's always more to the story than what like the perception is. Like you could be coming across like you think you're coming across one way and it's not that way.
It's not that way at all. Right.
And then same with I could thinking I'm coming across some way.
And it's not that way at all. And that's why I would never like say a name or like put someone in a bad position because that was my experience and we're gonna leave it at that. You know what I mean?
And then you can have a conversation with them, be like, you know, honestly, didn't realize this was and clearly you became friends with some of them after.
Tons of them.
So it like clearly was like, oh, there was just like this miscommunication essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it didn't mean you were like crazy and that they were evil.
Yeah. Right. So it's give and take. Well, do you have any more?
I feel like, well, it's funny because that's not even about Halloween, but I have like this random funny moment that was so hilarious. I remember when I did, it was another ABH party.
Uh-oh.
And I went as Snow White, like a slutty Snow White.
Okay.
And I was like in all black. I went with Nikita, I went with Patrick, and they were Cinderella, and they were Little Mermaid.
That's so cute.
So we were kind of like this like Disney princess kind of energy kind of vibe. And we get there, everything's fun, everything's good. It's like such a cute like event, obviously, everything is going great. We end up going to dinner afterwards. And I remember like, because everyone had like been like drinking, everyone fucked up, everyone's like just chilling, right? Having a good time. I remember we're sitting at dinner and Patrick's right in front of me and he's like in Cinderella, like so fishy femme, like the prettiest thing.
Cinderella
ever. He goes, takes off his top of his dress. There's like literally a video of this like online somewhere. Takes off the top of his dress and it's just titties out.
No.
And he's just like looking at his food, like ordering. And I'm like,
no.
Patrick, you literally, like it looks like this pretty woman is literally tits out at Yard House, Steakhouse right now.
Oh my God.
And I was like, girl, put your titties away.
You gotta put the titties away.
Like, because he had a wig on. Like, it was like, baby, it was giving fish. It was femme. And I was like, girl, you have to put your tits away. Like, this is not, we're gonna get kicked out of here. And he's like, titties out, like fucking like bouncing. Yes. I was like, your fucking tits away, fucking psycho. But that was like a funny, like that was literally right after Halloween, and that was
that's a great story.
Like, that's a fun like Halloween moment that I had. I was like, are we gonna get kicked out of? And then someone passed by. I was like, that's a man. It is a man. His tits are out.
And it is. It is okay.
Even though technically it should be okay.
It should be okay either way. Too.
But like more in a social aspect, it's very more like, what's going on over there? If like a woman pulls out her titties.
And they're bouncing.
And they're like this. Like, what's going on more?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. So exciting. Well, that was a doozy.
Yeah, that was a doozy. That was funny though.
I remember this one night, me and Tyler, I cannot remember what year it was, but I know for a fact I was living in my apartment. So 100%. Somewhere in that time zone, right?
Yep.
So I dressed up as a unicorn. I don't remember where I went because I don't feel like it was the ABA.
We weren't that close at the time, by the way.
No, we weren't that close. Mm-mm. We weren't that close yet. I think I was more
friends. It wasn't like 16.
Must have been like 16, 17. Either 16 or 17?
I would say 16.
Okay, 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. I dressed up as a unicorn. Mm-hmm. And maybe
and I you don't remember actually, anything else that night.
I don't. I'll be honest, I don't. But oftentimes, like, here's the thing. I'm going to be honest. At the ABH parties, I would get like drunk. Like trashed. Everybody would. I would everyone, get trashed. Like, everybody would there would be trashed. So that's why I'm like, I don't remember anything, mm-hmm. to be honest, from all these stories. I'm like, I don't fucking know what happened.
Yeah.
But this night specifically, I got beyond trash. So I wore a white jumpsuit, a pink wig, and I had a little unicorn horn. And I remember this woman came and did my makeup and I had to wash my whole face and go redo my makeup.
No.
That was another trauma that night, but that was fine.
No.
The amount of times I've had to do that.
You literally just did it recently.
Yeah, literally until, oh, it did happen to me.
It did happen to you recently and I remember it.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Like last year. Mm-mm. No, this year even.
No, it was last year.
Okay, last year.
It was last year.
So I remember now, yep. Yeah.
Okay, so anyways. So we went out. I can't remember. I think we may have gone to the ABH party. If we did. I don't remember, no, I remember one single speck of it.
You definitely
like
did.
I don't even remember it existing.
I remember a photo of you at the ABH party.
There you go. So then everybody's like, let's go out in West Hollywood, because West Hollywood is a bop. It's a bop on Halloween. Mm-hmm. It is the place to be. It's so cool. They like close down the streets. Mm-hmm. It's like really dope.
It's a block party.
Halloween
block party.
So they're like, let's go to West Hollywood. So I keep drinking, and like we go out to the Abbey. Mm-hmm. And I remember I'm just standing there, and I had drank so much, I literally collapsed onto the floor, like fully just like boom.
On the wet ground.
Like I eat shit in my white outfit. Cause you know, the ground of the Abbey is like wet mud.
It's sick.
I was covered in black.
Uh-huh.
We stayed out there until security drug us out of the club and told us to get the fuck out because they were closed. That's how late we stayed out. So then, because we're already so drunk. Oh, that night was so crazy.
They have a photo of Laura's face that do not let this woman in. Since 2016.
With a wig.
There's a wig, like a unicorn horn. Like, do not let this woman in. She needs to be arrested.
She needs to be arrested immediately.
Call the FBI as soon as you see her.
The SWAT team comes and gets me.
Swatter.
Oh my God, I remember. So Ty's like drunk. He's on the street and he's just filming for literally no fucking reason. He's has his phone out like this. He's just filming the street, okay? Pissed drunk, and all you see is this Prius come out of nowhere, wreck into three cars, and keep driving.
And he got it all on film.
He got the whole thing on film because he was literally recording the street for no reason. We caught the whole thing on camera, and you just hear
what
this.
That could like help a case.
Oh, absolutely.
That's literally a case for the FBI.
So what do we do after that? We go to another party.
No, you didn't.
Oh, we sure fucking did. Yes, a house and I'm going to tell you right
at
now.
At 2 in the morning, you went at 2 in the morning.
Nothing good happens after all the bar closes.
I couldn't agree more. Nothing good happens after 2 in the morning.
We go to this house party and we stay there drinking until like 4 a.m. And then Ty's like, we have to go home. I'm like, bitch, we have to go home. And he's like, let me order an Uber. Our phones are dead. I'm going to be very honest. I have no idea how we got home. I remember we did some weird shit to get home, Ty. Do you remember how we got home that night? I don't either. He's shaking his head. No, we got home. I remember being in a stranger's car. I have no idea how I got home, or but I remember the next day I was so bad off.
Like you were like, what's it called? Hungover.
It was probably one of my worst hangovers I've ever had because of the amount I drink.
You were literally blacked out, Laura.
Blacked the fuck out. Like I remember little pieces of the night, bigger moments like the car crash and being kicked out of the Abbey and falling, like bigger things. But I don't remember anything in between. It's just a blurred line. And I remember I didn't drink for months.
Months. Because of the trauma.
Because of how fucked up I was. I remember that Halloween. That was one for the books. And I had no intention on any of that happening. My thoughts were go to ABH, have a couple drinks, go home.
Get home. Mm-hmm.
That was my intention.
But then you kept it going.
4 a.m. trying to figure out. I remember it was close to 5.
So when did you even get home? Like 5 in the morning? 6?
Uh-huh. And I remember when I woke up the next day in my apartment, I thought I was going to die. I was like, dear God, I will never drink again. If you please cure this hangover and the nausea. With my wig still on. Cut to me a month later.
Laura, when I tell you, I cannot tell you the amount of times I have prayed just to make something not happen.
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus.
I was like, on the toilet. I was like, Lord, if I can pass this bowel movement right now. I'll never curse again.
Because let me tell you, nothing hurts as bad as stomach pain.
No, when you're on it and you're like, need to lay on the ground, or against the wall, like just the cold ground touching you, you're like, ugh.
Have you ever had a poop so painful and just like so bad, like to your stomach, you get so hot?
Yes, you have to take off your clothes.
You have to be naked in there. You've taken off all your clothes and you're still sweating bullets on the toilet. That's prayer time, baby.
It's when you have to start saying a prayer. If I'm starting to convulse and my face is shaking, I'm saying a prayer.
I've definitely sacrificed someone in my prayer.
Oh, me too.
Dear God.
I will never, ever, I won't like boys anymore.
I will stop saying cuss words. Please, Jesus.
I'll never cheat on a test again. Like, you say, like, the craziest shit in that prayer.
It makes you to, like, crazy.
Just please help me.
So that was me with the hangover, I remember. It was bad, bad.
You were praying to the Almighty.
I would say the drunkest, one of the drunkest I've ever seen Ty was New Year's this past year.
Yep, I remember that, actually.
And that was literally that. Months ago. Nice. That was months ago. That
and when you guys went to Cabo.
We went to Cabo.
Yep, I remember.
We went to Cabo.
I remember.
He slept on the floor naked with a towel over him.
A cold towel? Like a wet towel?
Just a towel for a blanket.
No.
Yeah.
Butt-ass naked.
Butt-ass naked on the floor.
In the bathroom?
No, by the bed on the floor.
And that's how she left me. I can't pick him up.
You can't.
I can't.
The cool thing about, like, after doing the ABH parties, because that was, like, a huge thing, I feel like kind of creators started doing parties, too.
Yeah.
It was cool because I feel like Angel, Mac Daddy has thrown
parties. Oh, yes!
Desi has thrown parties.
Yes.
And, like, they've both been so much fun, and, like, they just, like, I feel like the creators have taken it into their own hands. Like, especially, like, party people that like to throw events, throw parties, things like that.
Yeah, I feel like creators always do such a good job at throwing parties, too, because they've gone to so many parties
that
at
they
events.
They know what they want.
And they know the pros, and they know the cons. Mm-hmm. They know what people can't stand. They know what people love. So they just make, like, the ultimate party.
I remember, like, going to Desi's, because it was carnival-themed, and we all had to be in, like, a carnival.
That was really cool.
Esque energy. And I fucking loved it. I was a fortune teller.
Because it was like freak show carnival vibes, show. Mm-hmm. I was a magician, but I was painted my face as a rabbit. So I was a rabbit's magician. So it was like intertwined.
Like a play on.
A play on the magician bunny. And the
bunny.
Bunny. Yeah.
But you were the magician.
Our
and the bunny.
Costumes were pretty dope.
They were cute. I honestly, do you know what I lived for?
What?
Chloe Morello.
Chloe Morello. With the three titties. I want to say, I think she had probably the best costume there.
I couldn't agree more.
Because she did the three-tittied woman, and she had prosthetic titties glued to her. I mean, she took it there.
She took it so far. It was three titties.
It was so cool.
And it looked
cool.
So real.
It was
I was like,
so
oh my God,
cool.
I can't put this on my stories. I'm going to get fucking flat.
Yeah, because the nipples were out.
The nipples were stunning.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is real. You could have had a third
I think
tit.
She paid like a shit ton of money
I'm
for
sure,
the breastplate.
I'm sure
that's
like prosthetic.
Yeah, it was like real prostate. Everybody just grabbed her boobs all night.
I did.
But if you know Chloe, if you know Chloe, she loves that
she
shit.
Loved everything about
she
it.
She loved everything about it.
Angel was a bearded lady.
That was really cool.
That was fucking sick.
That was really cool.
This is me. Look out, because here I come.
Desi was the ringleader?
Yes, she was
or
a ringleader.
Like ringleader.
Yes, like a little ringleader. Look at that. Boom.
What else did we
that
have?
Was, honestly,
there
was so
tons.
Much. There was
it was,
so
it was
much.
Really
it was
cool.
Amazing.
It was really cool. That was a fun party.
That was a really, really fun
And then
one.
Last year.
We were at Angels.
Oh, Ty, what were you? Ty was American Psycho, where he did his whole face covered
in blood
and blood
with
the raincoat.
Mm-hmm, the clear raincoat.
Who plays that role, Ty?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
That fine ass fucking man. Christian Bale in American Psycho turned me gay.
I see how.
He turned me gay. I said when he, I don't know what it was when he was in that shower, he was doing that skincare routine.
Yeah.
I said.
Oh, he's also a very suave like guy and that like businessman. Like
yeah.
He's super like sharp and.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like that guy.
I was there for him. I was there for all of it.
I remember last year we went to Angel's Halloween party.
Yes. Yes,
what
yes.
else
and
did
we
do?
Laura DIY's.
That was it.
Like
I knew
house
there
party.
Were two. I
yeah.
knew there were two. Laura DIY had a mm-hmm. house party, which was very chill and relaxed.
You
and
guys, then- Laura's photo on her phone of me.
Okay, listen. There's a photo. His contact photo. I have the funniest photo.
It's haunting.
It's haunting because we went to McDonald's after her party, mm-hmm. and I took this picture of Manny, and it was
like,
so
this close to my fucking face.
It's so.
And
funny.
I was so exhausted. Like I was like already at a 10. Like I was done. Like I was tapped out. I looked literally insane. My eyes were this big, the size of a pea. Like
it
I looked,
so
and I had the
funny.
Cow print makeup on because I was like an inflated. I was like a cow onesie.
Yeah.
It was like a last minute thing. I was like, okay, I'm just going to be a cow. And I had cow makeup. I look crazy. And then for Angel Sing, I was like a steampunk.
You were a steampunker. I was an angel.
An angel.
But let me tell you something. Me and Manny went to the Halloween. Because we were like not sure. We were like, do we want to go out this Halloween?
Yeah. Because it was also like, this is 2021. Like it was like literally the year
off
after COVID.
So everything's a little
it was
more.
A little like, and like there was like all the stuff in the stores was like non-existent. Like remember they didn't have anything in the stores because of mm-hmm. how bad the the backups from China were.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They didn't actually have anything in the stores.
They had a halo and some wings. So I said, I'm going to be an angel.
I had like, they had like a steampunk section. They had just the outfit. I was like, I'll be a steampunk.
And you're like, this is what's left.
This is what's left.
That was like, the was scraps.
It was like literally scraps.
And we went to Angels. Angels was really fun. It was so fun. His parties are always like really, really lit. Very lit vibes.
Very a lot of like, dancing. You're going to party.
A lot of real like party vibes. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun last year.
I loved it.
Yeah. And now this year, we're going out.
We're
going
to go bop around.
We're going to bop around. We have a little plan. We're going to be bopping around.
We're going to bop around and just see what to do.
It, just to see. And then cut to me at 4 a.m. We're just bopping around.
In bed.
That's what I always
intend. No, we're going to, Laura, I think we're going to party.
Are we?
Yeah.
We need to text the girls and rally the troops.
I think we need to rally the troops.
We're going
to
rally the troops.
If I'm putting my wig behind my ears like this, it means I'm going to party.
It looks even more like Chucky.
It means that I'm absolutely gonna party. if the hair is behind the ear,
yeah,
I'm that in party means mode. He's part.
I want you to wear that wig.
No,
I want you to wear that wig.
No, that's gonna be. I'm gonna look so ugly.
So wear it anyways.
I feel like a little elf.
It's cute. I like it. I'm into it.
The way
it.
You lie to me.
I know.
The way you fucking lie to me, just to make me feel.
Well, it's my job. Okay, we have one more cool Halloween like moment that me and Manny did like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I would say three years ago
because COVID was 2 years ago. Okay,
so we ended up doing like a Hollywood Horror Nights, like the studio,
like Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights,
and this is when they had the purge like situation going on.
Mm-hmm. They had a purge maze.
Yeah, the purge maze, and so I think it was E or Entertainment.
Uh-huh.
They were like, hey, we would love to have you and Laura, me and Laura, do like a walkthrough of the maze, recording it, like a scare thing. And we ended up doing it with like the star of the fucking movie.
Yeah, so they had like the Purge maze and they were like, we'd love for you and Laura, me, I'm Laura, to like do a walkthrough and get content
with,
for
Frank
it.
Grillo.
And they're like, you guys can come in, we get you behind the scenes passes, like all the cool stuff.
It was
a really cool opportunity.
So cool.
So the star of the Purge, like the actual main guy who was the actor, Frank Grillo, in the Purge, mm-hmm. is the guy that took me and Manny through the maze.
We did it together. Like it was, the three of us. It was between us and we're like holding on to him.
Yes, and he took us through. How cool is that? Like going through the actual movie, Manny was literally going through the gigs.
I held on for dear life.
Oh,
I said, Daddy.
He said, ew, get off of me, as if.
That's honestly was probably him in his mind. No. Well, I was literally like locked in. I was like, I'm so scared. Like, can you save
me? He was so sweet.
So sweet.
He
so
was
handsome.
Into it. He loved it. He loved taking
it. It was
through.
Honestly so fucking fun.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun.
You could. I'm sure that's like still on YouTube somewhere, like us screaming.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, they uploaded to YouTube. They wanted to film us doing it. They wanted. I remember that now. It's all coming back to me.
It's all coming back to me now.
Okay, we want to do just a little segment of Halloween trivia.
Yeah, and then just finish off the episode
just
with some Halloween trivia.
Just to finish us off. So we're going to be right back and be ready to answer some questions with us at home.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All right, guys, we're going to do a little Halloween trivia. Are you guys ready?
I'm scared. Honestly, I think we did Halloween trivia last time, or we did some type of like spooky trivia.
Yeah, we did.
And I loved it.
Yeah, and you guys flopped.
I feel like I won, though, to be honest. Or was it really a flop if I won?
Snaney.
What?
I don't know.
The truth will set you free.
I tried to do new ones. Hopefully we don't have any overlap though. So, we ready?
Okay, yes.
Time. What is the loser going to do?
Dun, dun, dun. Do we need creative. do we need a consequence?
Consequences? You have to have consequences for your actions, Manny.
Oh my God. You're not talking to Aaron right now. You're talking to me.
You know what? The loser has to post on Twitter.
Okay.
Your favorite YouTube videos and say, go watch with a link.
Okay. You know what? That brings up the ante.
That's a good
one. We'll do link included.
Link inclusion.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Ready?
Deal. Yep.
All right. Question number one. What was the original title for Disney's Hocus Pocus? Didn't know it had original title.
I didn't either.
Because you're not a real fan.
Okay, first of all, this character assassination.
It was more of a horror movie than a comedy movie when it had this title.
I don't know.
I'm just putting Three Witches.
All Hallows Eve.
It was called Halloween House.
That doesn't really make sense.
That's
for the
not
movie.
Spooky.
No, not scared.
Nope.
We both
not
lost.
Approved.
All right, you guys
me.
Both flopped. All right. Question number two. What is the most popular Halloween candy in America? I will accept three answers because
three?
I saw three different answers.
Okay, I don't know.
If you get one out of three. You don't need all three.
Okay, I'm just going to put candy corn.
Candy corn.
You guys were wrong. That's actually voted like the worst.
Listen, it probably is voted the worst, but.
Most purchased? No, most still purchased. Not.
What's
no.
the most purchased?
Most popular were Skittles, Twix. M&Ms, and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I don't want
Skittles and fucking Halloween candy.
Skittles was the one that I saw the most.
Mm.
Yuck.
We flopped.
Skittles? Come on.
No, they're good, but I don't want them as my Halloween candy. I want like Swedish
Fish. Recently
they
said that Skittles give you cancer.
You want Swedish Fish?
I do.
I have those at my house and I think they're gross.
I want some.
I'll make
and
sure
like,
they go to you.
Because they usually come in like the gummy, like the sour gummies. Like they come with those too.
Cool. Yeah, that's where I got them.
I like those.
I bought the sour gummy pack.
Yep. I love that pack.
All right, let's see if we can get you guys on track here. You're flopping really hard.
We are.
What does the word Halloween mean?
I think I know this one. I have it. Hallows Eve.
Hallows Eve.
Hallowed evening or holy night. So I'll give that to you guys.
All right. Well,
I feel like that counts.
Yeah.
So it like crosses each other's
point. Right? Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve. Yes. I feel like I know that because of Hocus Pocus, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
All right. Number four.
It taught me things.
According to the National Retail Federation, which children's costume continues to hold the number one spot year after
Since
year?
When? Since when? Since when?
I don't know. Was that going to help you?
The most popular children's costume?
Since forever.
Since forever.
It's not like a specific, it is a character, but it's like a generic character. It's not like a, like it, instead of saying Chucky, I would say doll. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
It's not a specific character.
I don't fucking know, dude. That's hard for me.
I said action hero.
I put vampire.
It is princess.
Oh my God, are we stupid?
Wow.
Of course it's fucking princess.
All right.
That makes a lot of sense.
All right.
I forgot about them. Yeah. I forgot about those Disney princesses.
Girl, we forgot about the
girl. I'm so sorry, girl.
All right, what's the screaming mask person called in Scream? What's his name?
Since when does he have a name?
He has a name.
I thought he was just Scream.
No, they say
I thought
name.
His name was Scream.
Scream is the name of the movie.
Scream?
I just don't know what to say.
I put Scream.
Laura, you're just not answering?
I put Scream.
His name is Ghostface.
Oh,
I
it
knew
actually
that too.
Is. It actually, I've seen that. I've seen Ghostface.
Remind me to not invite y'all to trivia night.
All right.
Well, see, the thing is, I'm not even into spooky, ooky things.
Well, we're tied.
I've never even watched Scream.
Well, that's just
I've
like,
only seen Scream and Scary
like,
Movie.
That's just like shameful.
It really is.
I've only seen Scream and Scary Movie.
I also want you guys to know he has never even seen Sweet Home Alabama. Like, what are you gonna do with
he's
that?
He's dressed as Chucky and he's never
seen
Chucky.
Chucky.
He's very uncultured.
Like, what are we gonna do with him? I don't know.
The fact that you guys just called out my non-Chuckiness. As I'm in Chucky is very homophobic.
He's going to come get you.
He's going to come get you tonight. It's giving uncultured. Next up.
Bing, 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 bing.
Number six. Who voices Count Dracula in Hotel Transylvania? Swear to God if y'all don't get this. This is a softball.
I don't know about softball, but I feel like I know it's Steve Carell.
Adam Sandler.
It's Adam Sandler.
Steve Carell.
Oh, my God, Manny.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
You're thinking,
that's pretty
you're
close.
You're thinking Gru.
Yeah, you're thinking
Gru. Oh, fuck.
Gru.
You know what? I was thinking Gru.
That was cute. That was a cute guess.
Looks like I'm winning.
Fuck. I should have wrote down so quickly. I should have really thought about this.
All right, number 7. What iconic place was a portion of a Hocus Pocus filmed? It was filmed in a very iconic place. It's not Los Angeles, so don't say that.
Salem.
Rhode Island.
Salem.
Killing it.
Laura. Is Salem in Rhode Island?
No, it's in Massachusetts.
Is it close to Rhode Island?
kind of.
Fuck! Fuck.
3-1,
fuck.
Baby. Fuckity, I'm going to get fuck, some fuck, video fuck. Advertisements.
Yes, you are. Definitely. You're going to get 10 likes
gonna
on it. I'm
going to put all 3 views on it for you.
Yeah. I'll take them. I'll take them to the bank.
All right. Question number 8. Where is Transylvania, otherwise known as Count Dracula's home, located?
Hotel Transylvania?
No. Same Dracula, though. Oh, so like what country?
Basically? Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, are we looking for state, country, continent?
Transylvania. All things I can't do.
Territory.
All things are horrible.
All things I will not get.
I'm going to guess. It's giving UK, so I'm going to say Rome. England.
It is Romania.
No!
Which is different than Romania.
But I feel like where I have like it, a good, wait, that's a good one.
Where is Romania at?
It's like Eastern Europe.
Eastern Rome?
Is it in Rome?
No. Rome is a city in Italy.
Oh.
Romania is the country.
Oh, it's way off. So do I get half a point?
Yeah, we can do 0.5. And you know what that's going to do for you?
Fuck me.
It's going to do nothing.
Nothing. Got it.
Yeah.
I'm putting 0.5 for that one, though.
Okay.
I'm putting negative.
Wow. Thank you.
All right. Question number 9. What's the top grossing horror movie of all time?
Dun, dun,
I'll give you a hint. Dun.
No,
yeah,
hints.
Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
Do you guys want a hint?
You kicked me.
Get over it.
It is fairly new. It's from the year 2017.
Oh,
so you want to erase? Oh, he's erasing now.
Top grossing Halloween movie of
horror.
All.
I didn't say Halloween. I said horror.
Horror.
And Laura, is it right?
I'm there? Ready.
Wait, you know what?
Laura's got it. I can see she's got it.
Wait, what's it called? Fuck. I feel like I know the name
of
it.
I'm gonna kick you again.
No, it is called. Okay, I'm just gonna put this. What's going on? I hate you. Okay.
It is correct. What did you write, Manny? What
Paranormal Activity.
That was a good one, though.
I just couldn't think of any scary movies.
I think that one did make a lot of money back in the day. But
It did. Is number one?
It is number one.
The remake.
It grossed $700 million. $700 million.
I watch it literally all the time. I've watched it like the first and second one like twice this Halloween already. I'm into it.
Oh, I see what you did there. All right, so
I'm scared of her.
This
I'm fucking scared of her.
Question.
I'm spooked.
Is based off of you guys' costume. So Manny, you're fucked.
I'm fucked.
What is Chucky's real name?
Manny, you have to know.
You don't even know this one, Laura.
I don't. Wait, I remember in the movie.
And I'm going to get a point for this.
At the beginning of the movie, Tiffany calls him by his real name. You know?
Yeah.
How do you
Manny,
know,
how do you know you haven't seen the movie?
I know. I know
lying.
The name.
He's lying.
I know the name.
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready. Charles.
Manny.
Laura got it right. It's Charles.
Chucky Charles.
Lee Ray. Chucky and Charles, yeah. I was actually going to put Charles, but I put Manny instead.
5-1.5.
Wow.
The way I got fucking demolished in this fucking trivia.
This Chucky makes a, but this is makes a lot short of sense. For Charles.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
You know, I had a.
But the thing is, I don't watch scary movies.
Manny, if we did another trivia, not today, but on a soon podcast, what is one that you think that you would dominate?
Anime and Marvel.
Marvel.
I think we did a Marvel one.
We
now.
Did.
And I dominated.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't remember you dominating.
I did. I remember domination.
I definitely
don't remember domination either.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I dominated on one of them, like, for sure. But was it, imagine it was Halloween trivia I dominated on the last one. Do you guys ever remember in school drawing cubes? You
learned
how to draw a cube?
Or the S yeah. with the, like, the diamond.
The three, like, S thing, the points.
I still draw those to this day.
He does.
Look at that shit.
Wow.
That's
some
sexy.
Things you never forget. Some things you never forget. All right, guys. Well, that is this episode of Full Coverage. Thank you so much for joining us on our Halloween special.
We love you guys.
Thanks for listening to our good times, our trauma times.
Our good and trauma.
There's a lot of mixture, you know?
We've been through the gigs.
As we should go through the gigs.
Yes, because it only makes us better on the top.
That's right.
And don't forget to like and subscribe and comment down below. Tell us your most traumatic Halloween story in the comments. I would fucking love to read that.
We would love to read that.
Genuinely love to read that.
We hope you guys have a fabulous weekend, and we'll catch you in our next episode.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.